never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up.
Happy, 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 happy Friday. Ba-ba-ba.
Here we are.
Here I come to save the day. Oh, not your day. I'm here to save my day. Today's shoulder, no, today's back day. I'm going to go to the gym today, and Jacob is going to turn me into a real man. The man I used to be. It's kind of weird. You get a little bit older, you go to the gym, it becomes about becoming the man you used to be, not the man you can be. If you're a little bit older, you understand the process there, right? But the good news is he told me my muscles are like balloons. As I have a lot of muscle mass on my body. He said, we just need to blow it up again. I said, watch where you don't stay away from me. Okay, today we're going to, oh my God, will we? We're going to talk about becoming aware of passions today. If you can't have fun, if you can't laugh while we learn, if you can't get some different insight along the way, if you can't deal with this knucklehead on the podcast, then, you know, why deal with it? There's plenty of serious people out there you can go play with. That's cool. I don't hang out with serious people unless they're my tax people or my attorney people, and they're very serious. But, you know, come here real closely. A long time ago, I used to be really confused by really serious people. I really was. It's like, why don't they want to have any fun? Why don't they smile? Why don't I have a good time? And then one day, I was talking to a CPA, and he was very serious about stuff. And then I started talking about, I said to him, I said, man, look at you on that calculator. You're like amazing. You're like an athlete on that calculator. And he just lit up. And I recognized something in that moment. This very serious person was having the time of his life. It was a big epiphany for me. Like, wait, these serious people are actually having a lot of fun. It's not my kind of fun, but it's their kind of fun. I don't know. What kind of fun do you like to have? Who knows? Hey, my name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com, rolling straight through in these podcasts, literally 5 seconds between each show. Just stop it, hit the start button again and keep going. Now I've got this feeling. Maybe I should just make one long 60-minute Daily Boost podcast. But I'm not going to do it every day for 60 minutes. I'm not going to do that. You can't take that. You can't take the podcast every single day. You can't do that at 60 minutes. Like, you just can't. Every single Friday. There's a big question. It's actually on my daily awareness diary that I write every single day. My prompted diary. I wrote the book, this 5-minute gratitude journal for men. Was it about a year and a half ago I wrote that book? And the prompts really helped me. So I created the daily awareness diary that I'll be sharing here soon. And I put a set of prompts on there that I would follow. The reason I did that was create a data model to make sure that I stayed in a certain pathway every single day. And the answers are wildly different because it changes depending on the day. But I follow the same prompt. And some days it's really boring. And other days it's like, my God, where'd that come from? But one question on there is, how do I want to feel? Because if you don't stop and say, how do I want to feel without just complaining and moaning, I don't feel good. I don't feel happy. I know that sounds fairly bad, but I'm a real dude. Okay, come here. Can I share a secret with you? I know I live in the motivational world. I tried to talk like all those other guys. I tried to talk like Tony and Brendan and who's Ed Milet, but tried to talk like them all these time. And I just couldn't do it. And here's why I couldn't do it. You ready for this? Well, first time I was sitting at a sports bar, it was Gators Sports Bar in Lake Mary, Florida, when I lived over in Lake Mary. And I was talking to about 6 people at the table about motivation, about personal growth. And they were dropping F-bombs all over the place. And I don't do that. But they were like real people. I mean, to them, it was like a sports game. It was crazy. It was a real life conversation. It was just us talking and laughing and take a sip of beer and have a chicken wing and talk more about it. Yeah, I need to lose weight. Give me that beer, you know. That's what it was like. And then I started speaking. I'd go out to these events and I'd sit down with all these speakers who were on stage speaking. Afterwards, we'd go back to the bar. We'd have a couple of glasses or bottles or barrels of wine. And they were like, yeah, man, let's get motivated. Let's do this. Give me a chicken wing. Give me another bottle of wine. Oh, whoa. It didn't take me long before I said, wait a second. It's real. Just be real. But I know something. If you don't ask how do you want to feel, you're never going to get to feel the way you want to feel. So your homework assignment today is very simple. When this show's done, I want you just to say, how do I want to feel? And open up your mind and accept the answer. And your subconscious mind is going to, as the spiritual people say, work to get your highest and best. Take that answer and run with it. Ask yourself who you want to be and how you want to feel. Uh-oh. What if I do, Scott? What's going to happen? I'm afraid. You should damn well be afraid. You know why? Because when you go that deep in yourself and listen to the answers you give yourself and don't take an answer from anybody else, it comes from within, you change your life. You become who you want to be. You're not going to get there until you go that deep. Scary. Face Your Passion is coming. Not going to give it all up right now. But if you want to be on the list so I can let you know when we're going to do that, it's the first time I've talked about it. First time I actually built a list for it. I hope it works. We'll see. Go to faceyourpassion.com. There's a blue button there. It says, get on the list. You can take it from there. You're a smart person. So becoming aware of your passions. Oh, amazing. I'm talking about Face Your Passion. I'm going to hold myself back here because there's stuff I could give out that's top secret. And I don't want to give it to you today because I want to make sure you go through the course with me, okay? But I'll give you some today. So for the first thing, somebody asked me the other day, they said, Scott, when it comes to motivation, we know motivation is all about passion. When you're passionate about something, you will be instantly, automatically, automagically, if you're one of those guys, motivated. But where does passion come from? Are you aware of your passions? If not, I have a question for you. Here is a very super question. It's a Scott question. It's one that you might feel really bad about asking yourself. I'm not going to ask myself that stupid question. But I know you're smart in that, and I know you will. What do you do when you are doing you? When nobody's watching. When nobody's holding you to account. When you're not paying attention a whole lot. You just maybe got the day off, and you're just kind of meandering around the house and got nothing to do. What do you do? What do you find yourself doing? I bet you it's going to be simpler than you think. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. If you were to think about that question right now and say, what do you want? I'm not paying attention to the kids. God's like, you know, wait a second, Scott. I got 4 kids. There is no time I'm not doing. There's no time for me. Yeah, there is. Yeah, there is. I would contend that if you got 4 kids and you're busy, I don't know how are kids made these days? How does that happen? I don't even know. If you got 4 of them, it's probably a voluntary self-inflicted thing. I'm thinking if you got 1, maybe not. But if it's 4, yeah, it's probably voluntary. It's probably self-inflicted. You're doing you. Well, it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. It never is. What do you do when you're doing you? Why spend your day searching your mind to figure out your purpose when you're most likely already living it at least a little bit every single day? When you take a minute to inventory how you spend your time, you're going to see what you enjoy doing. And I really mean that. So let me back up a little bit more here and tell you what we've discovered about passion in your life. And why I say you're probably already doing a part of it, and it's already serving you, as Dr. Phil would say. And why I mentioned the word awareness. Awareness is kind of another word for attention. So there's a reason I call my diary my daily awareness diary. And the reason I do that is because I can be aware of what's going on. The reason I don't call it my daily attention diary is because what gets my attention is not always the best thing for me. But the truth is, what gets your attention and you become aware of will likely become your passion. Now, when you understand that, instead of searching for it, instead of just driving around thinking, okay, my passion's over in that corner over there, and maybe it's someplace else. I'm going to find it. It is mystically waiting out there. We know science tells us it's not the case, never has been the case. Something attracts your attention. You start doing it. Eventually, you become aware you're doing it. Maybe not right away, but eventually you do. It becomes part of who you do and takes over more and more of your time. My son-in-law is incredibly passionate about duck hunting. But duck hunting season's over. Now fishing has his attention. Total passion on fishing. That's going to pass eventually. Then deer season's going to come. And suddenly, deer season's opening. Let's go. I'm passionate about deer hunting. Wash, rinse, and repeat. I'm not a hunter. I did buy the outfit. If you go to my Facebook page, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook, you'll see me in my hunting outfit. I went to Bass Pro Shops and I bought a Bass Pro Shop hat. And I look like a true hunter. My beard makes me look really like a hunter. I carried a shotgun. I never shot the shotgun. I was okay doing it. I mean, that's okay. We're going to eat the ducks. And ducks, you got to call the herd a little bit, right? But I'm not a hunter. I took more pictures than I did shooting and everything. But the bottom line is, that's not my passion. I became aware of it. It was interesting. It was fun. Let's go out and do it. But passionate? No. He said, God, you got to come back next year and ride the kayak and bring the shotgun out and shoot a bunch of ducks. We can eat good next year. I'm like, that's not going to happen. That's not my thing, right? What's yours? Do you read? Do you write? Do you exercise? What do you do that you love? My wife is so passionate pretty much about two things, exercise and food. Those two things. I don't get it. I like to exercise, but not like her. She's just gym rat. She'll just hang out and do it. I get it done. I like to eat, but I don't like to cook. I like to write. I like to read. She doesn't read so much. She'll buy 4 books and not read them. I've never seen her write a thing, ever. I love to write. Love to read. I like to talk. She doesn't like to talk a whole lot. She likes to listen more. We're a great combination. How about walking? You like walking? I have a couple friends, got a dog. Do we have to walk the dog? Yeah, I don't like to walk. Even with your dog? It's weird. Maybe you can take a run with your dog. I do like to run. Do you like to walk? Do you like to talk like me? Do you like playing around? Do you like fighting? Some people like to fight. Some people like to laugh. Some people like to watch television. They like to stream. Well, what do you like to do? Some people like to quilt. I only say that because I don't even know a thing about quilting. It's not anywhere in my awareness whatsoever. But every now and then I'll see somebody made this crazy quilt and I go, that's crazy. Some people like to. I think it's an up north thing. I think we do them in Florida. You don't need to quilt. And because we don't really have winter here to speak of, we don't have to stay inside and quilt. We do other stuff. Do you like to garden? I don't like to garden. Some people say garden's good for you. It's not my thing. It's dirt. It's bugs. It's ick. I don't like it. Some people love it. They're passionate about it. Can't get enough of it. Some people like to volunteer. I have a neighbor down the street. I said, how you doing? I'm busy. I said, you're retired. What are you busy for? Oh, it's crazy. I'm busier than ever. I'm volunteering all the time. I love to volunteer. I said, doesn't sound like it. She goes, oh, you're right. It's weird, but she loves to do it. She's doing it. What do you like to do? That's your passion. Passion is not always the thing that's most enjoyable to you. Passion can be hard freaking work. It can be. Do you like to socialize? I do like to socialize with the right people. I love to be at an event. I love to be there first. I love to stay there. I love to be there last until it changes. And you know what I mean by that. Time to go. French exit. Don't even say goodbye. Just leave the door. Boom. What do you like to do? When something gets your attention and you become aware of what's getting your attention, that's key here, because my guess is you're doing something right now, a lot of things that you're not aware of that you're doing that you're not passionate about, but you're also doing a lot of things you are passionate about. Have you taken a minute to inventory those? Passion in life is not about finding something to do. It's about noticing what you do naturally that has meaning to you. And that meaning to you will eventually give meaning to the greater good, to the world. It will happen. It will get out there. Because when you do what you're passionate about doing, even at the simplest level, there's a level of integrity that comes, a level of mastery that comes. You become so good at doing whatever you do that people notice that, man, it's so cool. You can just be you and do what you love to do. You got to keep an eye out for it, don't you? What gets your attention? What do you become aware of? Doing now, doing tomorrow. It's going to arrive. Do more of that. Do this, not that. Do the good stuff, right? See you at Facebook, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. Tag me, call me out, say hey, and I'll chat you back. See you Monday. Have a good weekend. Keep moving. Gotta get back up. What? Keep moving. Gotta